One of the world's great sushi chefs is getting a demotion. Jiro Ono has been declared a national treasure in Japan. His tiny restaurant in a Tokyo subway station is the stuff of legend. For years, Tsukuyabashi Jiro had three coveted Michelin stars. This year, it's not even included in the guide. Another famous Tokyo restaurant, Sushi Saito, also lost its Michelin status. That's because the two restaurants no longer accept general reservations. Andy Haler is a restaurant critic based in London. Have you ever heard of this kind of thing before, where Michelin stars get yanked because it's so hard to get a seat in the restaurant?
Well, it's unusual for sure, but in Japan, that does happen in some cases where a restaurant becomes extremely popular and they reach the stage where they tend to give reservations to recurring regular customers. So when the customer's already in the restaurant, they'll say, okay, would you like to make another reservation? And if that happens enough, and if essentially everybody takes up the recurring reservations, then clearly there's virtually no tables left for the public. There are quite a few restaurants like that in Japan, and not necessarily sort of ultra famous either. I mean, I went to one of these private places about 2 years ago that was actually doing sort of chicken skewers, you know, so it wasn't sort of fancy food, but it was kind of populated with lots of company CEOs and politicians and so on.
Yeah, so what would lead a restaurant to change to a private club? Aren't there commercial and even reputational risks?
Well, I think it's simply that they just got too many customers. They have to maintain staff manning a reservation line, which essentially is pointless because there are no reservations. So in the end, people just get frustrated because they can never get through. And if they do get through, they can't get a table.
It makes me wonder how much the chefs at Jiro and Saito, whether they're disappointed about being excluded from this year's Michelin guide or whether restaurants generally are caring less about the Michelin stars.
That's hard for me to say. I mean, I think Michelin definitely has some reputational impact in Japan. I just don't think it has quite the kind of impact that it does in Europe amongst chefs. In Japan, you would look at a guy called Tabalog, which is the main online kind of restaurant sort of voting type of site. I would say that is, to be honest, more looked at in Tabalog. Sushi Saito, until extremely recently, was ranked number one for sushi in not just Tokyo, actually, but the whole of Japan. Though Jiro has never been rated very highly, in fact, in those guides. So it's currently standing at the 66th.
Oh, interesting. Well, a lot of people call Jiro the best sushi restaurant in the world. Do you agree with them? I know you've been there.
I entirely disagree with that assessment. I had a really quite disappointing meal there and a particularly pretty rude service experience as well. Personally, I don't rate it at all. I mean, I think it's an extraordinarily ordinary sushi restaurant with over-vinegared rice and, sort of ordinary kind of product.
Right. So give us a scoop, Andy. I mean, you've been to Japan over a dozen times. Where would you go in Tokyo for the best sushi?
Well, the number one ranked one right now is Sugita, which was terrific. I was there a few months ago, and that was lovely. That amusingly only has one star in Michelin, which is quite hard to understand. And the other place that I really rank is Sushi Arai, A-R-A-I. And that's absolutely fabulous. Again, unfortunately, Sugita and Arai are very, very hard to get into. And the general standard of sushi in Tokyo is very high, even from sort of not especially highly rated places there. You know, it's still much higher than it's, you're going to encounter at random in, in London or New York or Boston or somewhere.
That was Andy Haler. He's a restaurant critic based in London.